You're listening to SBS News.
When a team of wounded veterans from Afghanistan arrived in Sydney last month for the Invictus Games, a crowd was gathered at the airport to give them a hero's welcome. There were 8 athletes and 3 team officials. But SBS has learnt that 10 days later, on Sunday, when they headed home, less than half the group was there for their quiet departure. The others are believed to be planning to seek asylum. A volunteer who helped the Afghan team during their stay, Mirwais Ramakai, says he does not believe it was anything pre-planned.
Being 10 days with DIMS, my understanding is that they never actually had the intention to stay back in this country. They wanted to go back. But this 10 days actually changed their perceptions.
Mr. Ramakai said one of the athletes told him of his fears about returning home.
He said to me that I growed in fight. I lost my leg and I lost my brother. My brother was actually killed back in the country. I don't want to be killed and I don't want my kids actually to lose their body, the parts of their body. They should be disabled. I want to live in a peaceful environment.
The Invictus Games involved 500 wounded and ill veterans from 18 countries around the world. It's not known if any athletes from other countries have also stayed behind. The Afghan team members have valid visas until the end of the month. Refugee lawyer Simon Bruck from the Refugee Advice and Casework Service says they should lodge asylum applications before then if they plan to apply.
A person that fears death or torture or being inhumanely treated or otherwise persecuted for specific reasons, then they are entitled to seek the safety of Australia.
The Department of Home Affairs confirms to SBS the group of Afghans remain legally in the country for now because their visas have not expired. Following the Commonwealth Games on Queensland's Gold Coast in April, about 250 athletes and officials, mostly from African nations, stayed behind. About 200 of them sought asylum. Mr. Ramakai says he's concerned for the Afghan group's welfare because the group has limited English and little cash.
So I believe with their disabilities, with the situations they came with, and with the financial means that they had with them, it's quite difficult unless if somebody helps them.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.